Welcome to episode 331 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. God is very clear in his word that eros love is reserved for marriage. Sex outside of marriage is forbidden. God created males and females and instituted marriage in the Garden of Eden. Within marriage, sex is used for emotional and spiritual bonding and reproduction. What can we learn about marriage from the experiences of couples in the Bible?
Today's top 10 list.
Lessons from 10 couples from the Bible.
Number 1.
Adam and Eve. The first married couple, Adam and Eve, do not need a modern ceremony to bind them in marriage. They're directly united by God himself. Genesis 2 verse 22, and the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Note that God brings Eve to Adam. He designs this woman to be the perfect complement to her husband. Verse 24 says, not only of the new couple, but for all couples. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Other translations say he should cling or cleave to her. Today we would say he should bond with her. Besides God, she should be his highest commitment, and he should be hers.
Number 2.
Abraham and Sarah. When God called Abraham, he called not just him, but his whole household. Genesis 12 verse 5 says, and Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran, and they set out to go to the land of Canaan. While it's true that some couples may be called into two separate things, even when they're not doing the exact same thing, they can still do it together as a unit, even if that means only in a spiritual sense, praying for one another, supporting each other.
Number 3.
Isaac and Rebekah. Rebekah is from the same tribe as Abraham. She's selected by Abraham's servant as a bride for Isaac, Abraham's son, after the servant seeks the Lord in prayer. Our marriage partner ought to be someone we pray for and pray about, even before we meet him or her. We need to ask God to give us the spiritual discernment to recognize the one whom he intends for us. Although Isaac and Rebekah had not met each other before getting married, they're able to love each other their entire lives. In that time, it was not uncommon for men to have multiple wives. Yet Isaac chooses to spend his entire life with Rebekah and with her alone. Their relationship shows us that when we decide to love a person and a holy covenant is made, we can rely on God to keep us going and loving each other to the end, even when difficulties arise in the marriage.
Number 4.
Jacob and Rachel. In Genesis 29, Jacob arrives at his uncle Laban's home in search of a wife. There he finds Rachel, Laban's youngest daughter, and her older sister, Leah. Rachel is beautiful. Jacob falls in love with her and makes a proposal to her father, saying, I will work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel. And so, work he does. Verse 20 tells us that those 7 years seem like only a few days to him because of his love for her. Fairy tale, right? Not exactly. Laban brought his daughter to Jacob in the dark of the night to be his wife. Not knowing it is Rachel's older sister, they consummate their marriage that night. When the morning comes, Jacob realizes he has been deceived into marrying Leah. He does marry Rachel a week later, but only under the terms that he work another 7 years for Laban, essentially a bride price of 14 years of free labor. There are many lessons from this story, but one takeaway is that true love is worth waiting for.
Number 5.
Boaz and Ruth. The marriage of Boaz and Ruth is an example of second chances for people who have lost a spouse. Ruth is a foreigner and a widow, a fact not lost on the people who follow her around with their eyes, training unsettling stares on her. However, because of her mother-in-law Naomi's kindness and guidance, she receives special favor from Boaz. Eventually, Boaz marries Ruth without regard for her past, without judgment. A key takeaway from this story is the importance of heeding the wisdom of older believers.
Number 6.
Elkanah and Hannah. Elkanah has two wives, Hannah and Peninna, which is normal at the time, if the man can afford to maintain them. Their domestic tragedy is explained by 1 Samuel 1, verse 2. Peninna had children, but Hannah had none. Peninnah makes Hannah's life miserable because of this. Infertility is a heavy burden in biblical times because it is seen as a sign of God's disfavor. In the end, Hannah becomes pregnant with Israel's greatest judge, Samuel. Her story ends well. But instead of casting her out, as he would have been entitled to do, Elkanah does his best to comfort his wife. He understands the importance of reassuring her with words of affirmation. While his efforts might have been a little bit clumsy, the motives are pure. The intent is what we want to focus on here. It is so important for husbands and wives to encourage each other.
Number 7.
Nabal and Abigail. Nabal is described in 1 Samuel 25 verse 3 as surly and mean in all his dealings. Though he's a rich man who has benefited from David's protection, he refuses David's request for provisions for his men and insults him. David loses his temper and resolves to kill every male in that household. Fortunately for Nabal, he has a wife, Abigail, who is far wiser than he. She is more committed to doing the right thing than pleasing her spouse. Key message there. She loads the family donkeys with vast quantities of food and takes them to David, urging him to avoid the staggering burden of needless bloodshed. Nabal comes to a bad end. When Abigail tells him what she has done, he suffers a stroke and dies. David takes Abigail as one of his wives, an arrangement that seems to suit them both.
Number 8.
Hosea and Gomer. Hosea's love story and marriage with Gomer is an example of forgiveness and compassion. In spite of deceit and treachery, people can restore their relationships with God's love and guidance. When first called into prophetic ministry, Hosea is instructed by God to take in Gomer, who is a promiscuous woman. Eventually, she commits adultery, leaving Hosea heartbroken. Later, Hosea takes her back into his life with renewed trust and forgiveness. No matter what happens in a relationship, with forgiveness and love, restoration is possible. Don't give up on that relationship just yet.
Number 9.
Joseph and Mary. When Mary becomes pregnant with Jesus through the Holy Spirit, Joseph wants to avoid divorcing her publicly so as to protect her name and essentially her life. At that time, the engaged man had the right to publicly divorce his fiancée, and the woman would be stoned to death for committing adultery. But Joseph does not do so because he loves Mary and fears God. Mary is also a God-fearing woman, and so she willingly accepts the risks that accompany her pregnancy. Loving someone is proven by action. Joseph proves his love for Mary by respecting, protecting, and marrying her.
Number 10.
Priscilla and Aquila. Throughout the New Testament, Priscilla is always mentioned with Aquila. Whether it's with regard to their career or ministry, they're often seen together. They're partners in everything they do, from tent making to evangelism. This also appears to be a marriage in which the couple see each other as equals. Out of 6 references to this couple, 4 have Priscilla's name ahead of Aquila. Some speculate that this is because Priscilla might be the more prominent or outspoken of the two. But Aquila does not seem to mind. There's no evidence that he feels insecure about his wife's gifts or standing, and neither do we get an indication that she feels that way with her husband. Father, thank you for the examples of biblical couples. Help us to learn lessons that can be applied to our own relationships. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.